Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It seems almost weekly we hear of another security breach that has impacted the personal information of thousands to millions of Americans. Our next guest says that if you haven't done so, now is the time to create an identity protection plan. Bethany Griffith is a certified financial planner and senior financial advisor at Abacus Planning Group in Columbia, South Carolina. Today we have her on the phone. Bethany, welcome.
Thanks, Mike. I'm glad to be here.
Let's just dive into what your tips are. What's number one?
From my perspective, there's really two key things that you can do off the bat that are going to create a great web of protection around you, and they're both related to your credit report. So the first step I would say is to request a copy of your credit report, and everyone is entitled to a free report from each of the three different credit bureaus, so that's Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, annually. So do that as a first step. Once you have the report, take a look at it in really good detail. Are you familiar with all the accounts that are on there? Is there anything that looks kind of fishy? Or did you maybe open a Nordstrom card last year during the sale and you forgot about it and you haven't paid off that bill? So you want to look at the accounts listed, but also the payment status, and make sure everything that's open you're aware of and you were the person that opened. The second thing you can do, once you've reviewed that, is establish a credit freeze. I think this is the number one thing people can do to protect themselves. So again, you'll want to go to each of the three credit bureaus to establish a freeze separately. It locks down your credit file, so no one can access it. So that means if Joe Stranger shows up at Target and tries to open a red card in your name, he's not going to be able to do so. But it also means that if you're going to buy a car and you need to take out a loan, you're not going to be able to do that without first lifting the freeze. So once you have a freeze in place, it's a great protection for you, but it does take a little coordinating. What'll happen is you'll get PINs from the different agencies, like a PIN code. You can use that to go online and lift your freeze temporarily or permanently. So it's just an extra step, but it provides great protection for you.
Okay, so now let's suppose we've done these two things. We've reviewed our credit report. We've put some freezes into place. Is that pretty much going to finish our identity protection plan?
I wish. Unfortunately, Mike, it's just not that easy. So a credit freeze is going to offer a lot of protection from people opening up new accounts in your name. But what it doesn't protect you from is someone getting access to your bank information or a credit card that you already have and then using that card to steal money from you. So you just want to be diligent about reviewing your financial transactions monthly. One smart step you can do, many credit card companies offer the option to set up alerts. So for example, I have alerts set up, so any purchase over $100 on my credit card, I get a text message that says this just happened at this retailer. Or you can set up alerts so that if your card information is used for a transaction where your card is not physically there, for example, an online purchase, you get an alert for that. You might also want to consider enrolling in an identity monitoring service. So these services take some steps to protect you from being a victim of identity theft, but the real benefit can be if you're impacted, if your identity does get stolen, kind of helping you unwind that mess and recover your identity, clear up your credit report, you know, get any money back. And if you were impacted by the Equifax credit breach, one of their offerings is free credit monitoring as well.
All right, Bethany, you know we spend so much of our financial lives online now, you know, going to websites, ordering things. Share with us some best practices when we are doing business online.
Sure. So I think it's really smart to use a password manager that will allow you to use a variety of complex passwords so that every password isn't, you know, the name of your first dog and the year you got married. Because what happens is if one password gets stolen and that's the password to everything else, you're giving the thief a lot of information. And any website that will allow you to do two-factor authentication is a great option. That requires any sort of thief to have both your password, but also typically your cell phone, which is kind of an unusual situation. And finally, I would just say to be vigilant about phishing emails, calls, or texts. There's some great online resources you can find to train yourself on how to spot people trying to scam you online, because they're getting smarter and they look very convincing.
Well, Bethany, great information. Thanks so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Bethany Griffith is a certified financial planner and senior financial advisor at Abacus Planning Group in Columbia, and she has shared some useful online resources for us, some useful websites, and we will have those addresses posted at our webpage, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.